This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. A three-day special sitting of extended budget session of Parliament will begin today. It will continue till 18th of this month and will primarily focus on constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The government will introduce three amendment bills to pave the way for the operationalization of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, which was passed in 2023, proposing 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. These three bills are the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, and the Delimitation Bill 2026. The Constitution Amendment Bill seeks to further amend the Constitution of India, while the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill proposes to amend the Government of Union Territories Act 1963, the Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi Act 1991, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act 2019. The Delimitation Bill provides for the readjustment of the allocation of seats in the Lok Sabha to the states and union territories, the total number of seats in the Legislative Assembly of each state and union territories, and the division of each state and each union territory having a Legislative Assembly into territorial constituencies for elections to the Lok Sabha and Legislative Assemblies of the states and union territories. The Ministry of Home Affairs has announced that field operations for the house listing and housing census, the first phase of census 2027, will commence across multiple states and union territories today. In a statement, the ministry said the exercise will begin in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, NDMC areas in the national capital today. Chhattisgarh government has decided to constitute a high-level committee to prepare a draft of the Uniform Civil Code for its implementation in the state. The decision was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai in Raipur yesterday. The move is aimed at simplifying laws to promote religious and gender equality. Retired Judge Ranjana Prakash Desai will lead the panel, while the Chief Minister has been authorized to nominate its members. Currently, issues such as marriage, divorce, inheritance, adoption, maintenance and family disputes in Chhattisgarh are governed by different personal laws based on religion. National Commission for Women, or NCW, has taken Suomu to cognizance of media reports concerning alleged incidents of sexual harassment of women at TCS BPO unit in Nashik, Maharashtra. In a statement, NCW said it has constituted a fact-finding committee to conduct a detailed inquiry into the incident. The committee comprises of retired judge of Bombay High Court, Justice Sadhana Jadhav, former Haryana DGP B.K. Sinha, Supreme Court Advocate Monica Arora and Senior Coordinator NCW Leelapati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker will hold discussions in New Delhi today on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar expressed confidence that his discussions with Prime Minister Modi will open new avenues for greater cooperation across various domains. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India has achieved record exports of $860 billion in financial year 2025-26. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the milestone achieved despite global headwinds reflects the country's resilience and its growing strength in expanding its global trading footprint. In chess, India's grandmaster Arve Shali has won the FIDE Women's Candidates Tournament 2026 in Cyprus yesterday. The 24-year-old defeated Russia's Katerina Lakhno in the final round, finishing with 8.5 points out of 14 to clinch the title. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 5 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Punjab Kings at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.